The Live Boys won their first game of the season against Johnson City last night, a 10-9 thriller. That was a 10-3 blowout until the ninth inning, with six runs scored in the bottom of the ninth by the Doughboys, and luckily Five Boys are able to get out with a win. So Will Taylor steps in. Here's the first pitch from Hickman that finds the bottom of the strike zone, and it's 0-1 count. First pitch right at 5:30. So we get set here for Sunday's contest. Remember, 7-inning game in the Appy League on Sunday. Here on Father's Day. 0-1 is high, and it's now 1-1. This is a beautiful day out here, and Will Taylor got off the schneid a bit last night, going 1-for-3 with two runs scored and drew a pair of walks. So continue to do well as that one misses away 2-1. The freshman out of Clemson University, batting .346 on the season, that leads the Fly Boys. That one will get in there for strike 2-2. It's been looking to get the first out. He'll strike out 2-2. Allen's chopped over the short. Going to be a tough play. Picked up by a shortstop for the first in time. 40 out. That's a good play for the shortstop, Ashton King. And there's one away to start the contest. There's defensive alignment for the Doughboys. The catcher is Melendez again from FIU. First baseman is Kyle Harbison now. Second baseman's Matt Maselli. You've already seen shortstop Ashton King. Third baseman's Ethan Payne. And after this first pitch to Brock Daniels, we'll get you to the outfield alignment for the Doughboys. With one away in the top of the first, as Daniels hits that one toward the left field, opposite way, hangs in the air, and is caught the wall by the left fielder McKay Barney. And just like that, there are two away to start the ball game. Barney in left field. Center field, you have Marmo, who came in clutch as a pinch runner to score the run that made it 10-9 last night. And then right field, Johnson. Ian Daugherty steps in. First pitch he sees in there for a strike. Daugherty hit an absolute moonshot over the left field wall last night to make it a 10-3 game at the time. His first home run of the season. So that one skips away from the catcher, and it's 1-1. Daugherty banked 200 on the year. Of course, this is just his third game played for the Fly Boys. 1-1. Gets in there for the strike on the corner, 1-2. Hickman works quickly. And this is what you need. 7-inning game. You have less time to score runs. I'm going to go ahead and get a lead and hold on to it. Fly Boys did that against Bristol in their last 7-inning game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Drop strike 3. The throw to first is made in time. And that's a 1-2-3 inning to start out for the Doughboys. So 1-2-3, down go the Fly Boys, and we'll tell you about Caswell Smith as he comes out to start this contest. We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that, we have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back here in the bottom of the first inning, as Broncos go down 1-2-3, and we'll have Caswell Smith on the mound for Greenville Fly Boys. From the College of Charleston, this is his fourth appearance of the season, his first start of the year. He's gone 4 2/3 of an innings, allowed just one hit, one run, walked 4, and 8 strikeouts. 2.08 ERA, 1-0 record. He earned the win over Elizabethton, 2/3 of an inning. giving up one hit, but one run, two walks, and three strikeouts against the River Riders. His last appearance came against Bristol back on June 13th, in which Smith went one inning, walked one, and struck out three, didn't allow a hit. So, again, only one hit and one run allowed in limited work, longest, again, two and a thirds of an inning for Caswell Smith this season, and figured that would happen the case with it being just a seven-inning game for the Flyboys today. Leading off will be McKay Barney. Barney went 1-for-5, a run scored. However, the one hit he had, he was gunned out on an incredible throw by Shamar Dalton from the Greenville bullpen all the way across the field at third base. One of the craziest throws I've ever seen live. It was the first pitch from Caswell Smith's outside for ball 1-0. Avery Collins, the catcher today for the Flyboys. We'll get you the rest of the defensive alignment soon as that catcher rotation continues. 1-0. That one misses low, and just missed low and outside. It was a little bit outside the strike zone, and 2-0. Still no score here. The bottom of the first inning, the 2-0 to Barney. That one moves inside, and that's three straight balls thrown by Caswell Smith, who again has only walked four batters all season. And just four and a third of an inning of work. 3-0. Outside, that's a four-pitch walk drawn by Barney to start the contest, and the Doughboys get a base runner on here in the bottom of the first inning. Now we're going to have Ashton King now. The shortstop from ETSU, who hit a home run as well last night, a two-run blast at the time, tied the game up at two runs apiece. Look, get set. We've already a runner lead off walk. No score. Bottom of the first inning. Smith comes forward. There's the pitch high, and that's five straight balls to start the game for Caswell Smith. Look at our Pizza Inn uniform report. Flyboys again, the red hats with the navy jerseys. Greenville written across the chest in red and white, and the white pants. We'll tell you about Johnson City after this pitch from Smith. That one gets in there for a strike, so Smith finds his first strike of the day. John C. wearing the black hats with the gold brim, black batting helmets with JC on the front. Doughboys across the chest in black with the black numerals on the back and the white jerseys and white pants. Numerals, the Army West Point typeface motif. The 1-1, runner's going to go. Throw the second is offline, and it actually hits Barney in the back. Rolls to the outfield. Now a throw is not going to be made as Barney's going to advance on the throw. That throw hit Barney right in the back. If it was Whipple ball, he'd be out. Went flying. Doug Lee tried to find it. Couldn't. They're going to rule an error on the play. And so Barney will advance all the way to third base. That throw by Collins just plunked him right in the back. Now the lead run's 90 feet away. A 1-2 pitch coming for King. Outside gets by Daugherty, and stopping about halfway before running home is Barney, and it's 2-2. The backstop here, TBA Credit Union Ballpark, is very small. Not as big as at Pioneer Park, so it would be a very tough play for any runner to try to come home, especially even one as fast as Barney, 2-2. That one's chopped toward Ankeny at first. Going to be a high, tough play. Frodo Smith is offline and just tags the base. That's a ground out, but it's productive as the Doughboys, and their first two batters don't have a single hit, but they have their first run of the ball game thanks to an RBI ground out by King after the error by Collins. The Barney stole second. 1-0 lead, and for the third straight contest between these two teams, the Flyboys are down early. They have trailed in all three games. Here comes Cole Tremaine. He fouls that one off 0-1. Tremaine, last night, came up clutch. Had a 3-RBI double down to their final out with the Doughboys in the bottom of the ninth inning. That made the game 10-8. And then scored on the run that made it 10-9. So that one gets in there for a strike, 0-2. Two coming from Caswell Smith. Already a 1-0 lead for the Doughboys. They have, again, yet to record a hit today. Find themselves up on the scoreboard, the 0-2. Well outside and low in the dirt, 1-2. Strange. It's been a 4 in the side the entire series for the Flyboys, the 1-2. That one's in there. Strike 3 on the corner. Caswell Smith has his first strikeout of the game, and they're 2 away in the bottom of the first inning. Look at defensive line for the Flyboys. At catcher, you have Avery Collins. Bo Ankeny at first base. Second base is Brock Daniels. Shortstop is Dove Gleed. Third base is David Bishop. Left to right in the outfield. Left field is Aiden Canaday, so back in the outfield, first time in a while. Center fielder is Will Saylor, and right field is Miles Smith. Is they going to check swing and say that Ethan Payne went around, much to the chagrin of the fans in Johnson City. Paul yelled up, but say Payne went around. Here's the 0-1. That one misses low, and it's 1-1. Payne hit a home run the first game of the series that went 422 feet over the right field wall of the year, the Tennessee Volunteer. His first appearance in the Appy League this series, the 1-1. In there for a strike, good pitch from Smith, and it's 1-2. And his batting just 167, though, in this series, despite that home run. Here's the 1-2 from Smith. That one's chopped toward Brock Daniels at second. For the first is in time, and after the run scores, the Flyboys sit down the Doughboys to end the frame. But John City has an early 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the after the first inning. See if the Flyboys can answer, as they've done all series when we return. The Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
One nothing lead for Johnson City. So we head to the top of the second inning after a 1-2-3 inning for the Flyboys to start this one off. And Avery Collins will step in to lead off the frame. So again, for the third straight game early, the Flyboys are trailing. Number 8, Avery Collins. The Doughboys in this one, they were able to came back the first game, take a 5-3 lead, but 7 unanswered runs cost them a 10-5 loss, and then last night scored 8 unanswered before giving up 6 runs in the ninth. Boiling 10-9 as that one skips away from Hickman 1-0. Allen's back 286 on the season. Does have one home run this year to 1-0. That one's swinging a miss. Good pitch by Hickman. Actually just got the tip of it into the catcher's mitt. Collins. Of course, playing Greenville, Tennessee native, 1-1. That one's hit toward right field, but he got underneath that one a little late, hanging in the air, and it'll be caught by the right fielder, Johnson, and there's one away early to start the second inning. That means Aiden Canaday. Haven't seen him up in the lineup for a while, and he's playing left field. today, the Catawba Valley Community College transfer after playing at Queens University this past year. He steps in. First pitch, he's breaking the ball that doesn't break inside, 1-0. Good pitchers have come in for Johnson City, and that's been the reason they've gotten off the schneid after 0-8 start. Now one moves in, gets the corner of the strike zone. Good moving pitch. It's 1-1. As Collins, excuse me, Canada steps back in. Dang, 267 on the year. That one's in the dirt, 2-1. Four straight retired by the Doughboys to start off the contest. The Flyboys had 11 straight retired last night before scoring those five runs in the sixth. Again, just a 7-inning game today. 2-1, fouled off. Looks like we might have gone off the face mask of Melendez, but he looks to be okay. It's 2-2. Flyboys were kind of beaten up. Shamar Dalton had to leave him left with an injury on Monday. So you want to hopefully avoid any injuries for both teams, of course, especially a day before an off day. Get some rest. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's a good pitch by Hickman, and that's the second strikeout of the game. There are two away. Top of the second inning for Bo Ankeny. Ankeny last night had a great night at the plate. You may say not 2 for 5, but he had a pair of RBI doubles last night for the Flyboys. That pitch breaks in there and gets in there 0-1. Good pitches from Hickman early. Ankeny now batting 259. Again, started off the week with a walk-off RBI single as that one's fouled off, and quickly Hickman's a strike away from getting out of this inning. No hits have been recorded in this contest, but John City has a 1-0 lead after a leadoff walk, and then come around the score on RBI ground out was McKay Barney. The 0-2. Well, high. Ankeny lays off at 1-2. Of course, Barney advanced to second on stolen base and then went to third on the throwing error by Collins. That ball, again, just plunked him in the back at Barney, and he kept going. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, back-to-back strikeouts by Hickman. He's looking good early as he's got three strikeouts in this one. Six straight retired for the Flyboys as they're kept off the board. Can the Doughboys extend their advantage up 1-0 early? We head to the bottom of the second inning on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Which came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
1-0 lead for Johnson City. Heading to the bottom of the second inning, and fans, whenever the Flyboys are back at Pioneer Park, you need to stop by the concession stand and grab yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. 1-0 lead early for Johnson City. As Kyle Harbison steps in. Last night, Harbison was just 1 for 4, but at 2 RBI. In the contest, he swings the first pitch and misses 0-1. Had RBI ground out in the bottom of the third. And then, of course, in the bottom of the ninth, had the RBI single. That made it a 10-9 game late. The 0-1 is in there for a strike as Caswell Smith looks to settle in. Again, what we anticipate to be another pitcher's duel between these teams. It's been like that, just big innings. That one's blown away, 1-2. Big innings have been the reason the teams have been able to score is never just the one run is the only inning where only one run has been scored in innings where runners have scored. That one's chopped over toward the catcher Smith, flips to first, and that's one away. Pardon me, there was one other when back in the third inning of the first contest between these teams, the Flyboys scored one run tied at three runs apiece. Again, mostly when the offense has scored, it's just been an explosion of offense. It hasn't been just a solo run here or there. It's been all at once. It seems to have found the offense in short bursts as Melendez steps in. He skies the first pitch. He sees the outfield. Daniels the catch running up. Daniels took a little bit of a tumble, and there are two away already in the bottom of the second. I think Jared Johnson, he'll step in, look at that first pitch, ball at just missed the strike zone, and it's 1-0. Smith's calmed down a bit. He's thrown 22 pitches, 12 strikes, after issuing a four-pitch walk and five straight balls to start the contest. The 1-0 in there for strike one, 1-1. Smith has the one strikeout today. He's given up the one run. It was unearned, of course, because of the error. Allowing Barney to reach third base, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch that dropped down the zone. 1-2. The wind's still howling here in Johnson City. This time out toward center field and now moving toward right instead of toward left as of last night. The 1-2. That one's hit towards center. Going to keep hanging in the air, and Will Taylor will catch it backing up. So a quick 1-2-3 inning. The Doughboys can't extend their lead. We've played two of the seven-inning contest. Doughboys up 1-0 here. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now to the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Questions are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
One-nothing lead for Johnson City as we head to the top of the third inning of this seven-inning contest here on Father's Day as we check around the Appy League. I said two games went final. Bristol knocked off Bluefield 14-6. Bristol's won two in a row. Kingsport knocks off Elizabethan 6-1. So the Axemen are first place by a good margin to the West at 14-3. Danville up 3-0 on Burlington now at the top of the third after almost getting no hit last night. The Otterbox have a chance to take a series from the Sock Puppets. That'd be the first series lost this year by Burlington. And no score in the top of the second between Pulaski and Princeton up in West Virginia. Miles Smith will lead off the top of the third inning. His Fly Boys have seen six straight batters retire to start the contest. That pitch from Hickman just misses, and it's 1-0. Both these pitchers work quickly today, Smith and Hickman. The 1-0 pitch. That one gets in there for a strike. Found the bottom of the strike zone, 1-1. Maybe a good frame job of the catcher, Melendez, but I think that did just catch the 1-0 strike zone. 1-1 now, and that one's well too low, 2-1. Breaking ball, similar pitching staff start as you see from Newbeck last night, where it's a whole lot of breaking balls. And trying to find and make those pitches move around the zones. That one's broken. Bat swung into the air. Stays fair. And that's a ground out for Miles Smith as that ball shattered into pieces and is on top of the Greenville dugout. The handle of the bat went flying toward third base. The end of the bat is laying on the dugout. Everybody looks to be okay. Thanks to the netting that was protecting the fans sitting right behind the dugout, the bar area. That's a ground out for Miles Smith. A wild ground out. Pretty expensive. Here comes David Bishop. He looks at a first pitch ball, and it's 1-0. Lee Smith grounded out toward first on that one. The 1-0, and Bishop fouls that one off. Bishop still looking to get rolling, batting 222 on the year, the TCU product. Has some power. Hit a walk-off grand slam against the University of Incarnate Word in the 11th inning earlier this season for the Horned Frogs. 1-1, nice breaking ball that gets in there, 1-2. Zuckman going to work quickly. This is pitch number 30, and he's thrown 18 strikes. The 1-2, fouled off by Bishop, and gets out of play. Only seen a couple of broken bats this year by the Fly Boys, so I believe that's just the second one I can remember seeing. Danville broke one earlier, and I've seen Bristol break one, so that's pretty sturdy here in the Appy League. The 1-2. That one's hit by Bishop. Going to hang in the air and will die at the left field corner. Caught by Barney. That's 8 straight retired to start the contest for the Fly Boys. Here comes Dub Gleed, batting ninth.
Number 3, Dub Gleed.
Looking to get going. 167. Made his first appearance earlier in the week, however, for the Fly Boys. That one gets the edge of the strike zone, 0-1. He's made some good defensive plays, though, as Gleed. That's short. One of the 4 UC Irvine Anteaters on this team. The 0-1. That one's hit towards short. It's handled by the shortstop. King for the first is in time. And the first 9 are retired without a hit for the Fly Boys. As we are already heading to the bottom of the 3rd inning.
All right, let's make some noise.
So we'll see if the Dub Boys can extend their lead. They're up 1-0. We head to the bottom of the 3rd here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So 1-0 our lead as no hits have been recorded so far in this one. And believe it or not, we're almost halfway through this game. This is a 7-inning ball game here on a Sunday. And heading to the bottom of the 3rd, the Doughboys have a 1-0 lead. Again, had a runner reach on the walk, and Barney got the 2nd base, stole 2nd, and a throwing error on the throw by Collins, moved him to 3rd. And then he scored on a ground out by Ashton King, so in a defensive battle for the most part, just the 1 mistake early by Caswell Smith. He goes out for another inning of work. He's gone 2 innings, giving up 1 run. It was an unearned run. Walked 1 and struck out 1. Here goes Matt Maselli to lead off the bottom of the 3rd inning, and he looks at first pitch. Strike on the corner, 0-1. After that leadoff walk, 6 straight retired have been retired for the Doughboys. 9 straight have been retired for the Fly Boys. That was a dirt 1-1. The Fly Boys went through the order the first time around and struck out 3 times. Didn't record a single hit. Didn't have anybody reach base either. Here's the 1-1. That one's chopped away. It's 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Caswell Smith. Here it is. Misses the corner. It's 2-2. That one was just a little too wide on that one. It's now a 2-2 pitch coming from Smith to Maselli. Here comes Plateware. That one's also missing on breaking ball, and the count runs full, and Smith in danger of issuing his second walk of the contest. 3-2 pitch. Comes Plateware. Hit toward right field. Miles Smith cannot get there. It stays fair, and there's the first hit of the ball game. Comes from Maselli here in the bottom of the third. We have nobody out. Leadoff single for the Doughboys. Looking to extend their 1-0 lead.
Now batting their builder, number 22, Caleb Marmo.
As Caleb Marmo steps in, and the Walter State product looks to bring home another run. As again, the last time the Doughboys had a runner reach base, they were able to score. First pitch to Marmo. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Smith, and it's 0-1. As defensive battle, as we expected. Again, these are some good starting pitching staffs, with the bullpens for both teams have struggled at times this year in this one. Here's the 0-1. That one's high, and it's 1-1. As Smith knows he's kind of frustrated. He feels like he got that one, but they'll say, nope, just missed. Does our umpire. There's a good crowd here on a Father's Day afternoon game. Father spent some time with their sons. Got to play, throw the ball around before the game. That one almost clips Marmo. Gets out of the way. Fathers and sons could sling the ball around, play catch for the contest out in the outfield. And saw some of the players get involved with their dads as they have come up to see their sons play. Thank y'all for joining us here on Father's Day, wherever you're listening from. 2-1. That one misses. Now 3-1. Smith losing a little bit of that control that he had found for a bit. Trying to get back into this one after giving up his first hit of the ball game. The first hit of the game overall. Trying to avoid his second walk of the game, which would put two runners on for the first time today for either side. 1-0 lead for Johnson City here, with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. 3-1. That one's going to get in the strike zone, 3-2. It looked like Marmo may have tried to call time there, but was not granted. He put his hand up for a brief second, but I don't know if that was just to adjust or exactly what was happening. But he'll step back in of a full count with a second straight batter. Seller was able to get a hit. Payoff pitch in the dirt, and that's the second walk of the contest. And back-to-back base runners have reached for the Doughboys. And the top of the order coming back up with McKay Barney. Barney drew a walk, came out of the score. It was the last time up, but now it looks like Andy Collins, our pitching coach for the Flyboys, is going to come out and talk to his pitcher as his arm warming up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. Look at the rest of the Appy League. Danville up 3-1 now in Burlington as Sox up to score a run. And Pulaski up 1-0 on Princeton in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 lead for Johnson City in this one. Looking to take the series from the Flyboys after they've split the first two contests. The runners at first and second, nobody out for Barney. Looking to extend the lead. At the bottom of the third inning, nobody out, and Smith gets reset. Continue out there. Nothing left. Here's the pitch. That one is misses low, and it's 1-0. Smith's run 39 pitches, 21 strikes, has struck out one batter, has walked two, allowed just one hit, and the one run was unearned, of course, as it was scored off. Barney reached second, next time he reached third off the error, and then came around the score on the ground out by Ashton King, who sits in the on-deck circle. There's Maselli at second, the 1-0. That one also just misses, and it just missed, and it's 2-0 as Smith trying to throw some sliders in there and cut across the strike zone, but can't quite find it to start off. So that's now three straight balls thrown by Caswell Smith. Here's the 2-0. That one, Gowan gets in there. Tried to throw the same pitch, got the strike zone, and just got it. And now it's 2-1. It's a good pitch from Smith if he can hit it, and he just hit the edge of the strike zone. So now a 2-1 count. See if that can get back to a rhythm. Can Smith, as again, wind picking up, now blowing out toward, say, the left center, maybe blowing in a little bit. 2-1. Gets in there for strike two. Smith found that slider again, and now it's 2-2. Smith's in very well with some of those pitches. Now it's a 2-1 count, 2-2 count. Nobody out, runs at first and second. Johnson City looking to extend their 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third inning. They got their first hit of the ball game to start off the inning. Runner second, 1-1. Chopped foul, and staying alive is Barney. My boys have not recorded a hit, have not had a base runner reach. Almost halfway through this one. Again, 7-inning ball game, so for either side, the better shape you're in as the wind is now picking up here in Johnson City. Almost a very nice day. Nice Father's Day here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The 2-2 pitch coming to Barney. And that one misses, almost clips Barney, and now the count runs full. The third straight batter to have seen a full count in this inning. Maselli had a single toward right field. Marmo drew a walk. So going to walk, the bases loaded, is Caswell Smith. Here's a payoff pitch from Smith. That was chopped foul, and Barney stays alive.
Now, ball brought to you by Auto Man. Clean and repair.
It's been a long at bat. That was the seventh pitch of the at bat. Eighth pitch coming up. 45 pitches for Smith, 25 strikes. It's getting the bullpen getting active for the Fly Boys already in this one. There's payoff pitch number two to Barney. Let him draw a second straight walk. And he does. And now the bases are loaded for the Doughboys here in the bottom of the third inning after back-to-back walks issued by Caswell Smith. And that's going to probably do it for Smith as Coach Jermaine Curtis is coming out. Talk to this pitcher. If that's the case, Smith goes two innings, gives up one hit. The one run for now, it was unearned. Three walks and one strikeout, and he's getting a hug from his manager, and that's going to do it. So we will tell you about the new Fly Boys pitcher when we return. This one, John City up 1-0 here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Greenville goes to the bullpen, this one early, as Jack Liberio Jr. will make an appearance for the Fly Boys. And Jack, earlier this week against Bristol, had a phenomenal game, went six innings, got five hits, two runs, just one was earned. Walked one and struck out one. It's the Bristol State Liners. And this season, Liberio's been phenomenal. 15 innings pitched, giving up 10 hits, 4 runs, only 2 of those have been earned. 4 walks and 6 strikeouts. He is the definition of a ground ball pitcher for sure. Doesn't blow it by you, but gets you to get the ground out, and that's what you need here with the bases loaded and nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. For Jack Liberio Jr. Coming up is Ashton King. King, an RBI ground out his last time up. And remember last night had the home run. If he gets one over the wall, that'd be a grand slam and would swell the lead up to 5-0. Right now, Liberio just looking for the first out of the inning, any way he can get it. Any base is an out, which is good for the Fly Boys here. The base is loaded. Here's the pitch from Liberio. Breaking ball, misses outside, 1-0. Smith on the hook for all three runners on base right now, so you can't quite close the book on him. Batter Liberio is going to be responsible for in this one. 1-0 lead for Johnson City with the bases loaded in the bottom of the third inning. That one's nubbed up the end of the bat. It's going to go right to Smith. Should be deep enough. Throw to the plate is cut off. Going to actually roll over and does not dribble in time. Ankeny avoided the cutoff, and that was a little dribbler. And that scores a run. So Ashton King has a pair of RBIs today off the sack fly to Smith. That will score Maselli. The run goes to Smith, and it's a 2-0 lead for Johnson City. Well, at least it didn't empty the bases. Only one run. You'll take that for now if you're Greenville as Cole Tremaine steps in. But again, this is a guy who can do some damage. He had a bases clearing 3 RBI double last night. Struck out his last time up. He looks at a strike on the corner, 0-1. Tremaine's been good against the Fly Boys this season. Looking to extend that and show off his dominance again. One away, 2-0 lead for Johnson City off the sack fly by King. The 0-1. That was fouled off, and 0-2 now is Liberio's a strike away from getting rid of the sacrifice. That would move Marmo over to third, most likely. Tremaine's been dangerous this season, really, for the entire Appy League, batting .314 on the year is Cole Tremaine. And Liberio is going to step off to reset. He'll reset, get a new call from Avery Collins. The 0-2 pitch coming from Liberio. Just on the runner at second and Marmo. Now comes plateward. Fouled off, and Tremaine stays alive. Wonder how long Liberio is going. How long he'll go in this inning. Outing, pardon me. That one's blocked by Collins. And Collins has been busy behind the plate some. Again, has the throwing error. Allowed Barney to score. Back in the first inning. Already the seventh pitch of the outing for Jack Liberio Jr. The 1-2. That one's hit toward Bishop at third. Bishop's going to run toward the third base, make the tag, throw across the field. Is not. Yes, it is. Ankeny scoops it up. Thought it was not in time. Pardon me, Bo Ankeny, as Bishop makes a heck of a play. Tags third and then throws across the field to get the out and get the double play to end the inning. But Johnson City scores another run. They take a 2-0 lead. Greenville's looking for that first hit of the ball game. We'll see if they can do it here with Will Taylor up the bat on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Two-nothing lead for Johnson City after the sack fly by Ashton King, but a great double play by David Bishop ended the inning. That's why it's only been one run for AIM after they had the bases loaded with nobody out. Jack Liberia comes up clutch. Now he closed the book on Smith. He goes two innings, doesn't have a hit, two runs, one earned, three walks, and one strikeout. Fly boys looking, still looking for their first hit. Taylor steps in. As he gets plunked, that's the first base runner to reach for the Fly Boys today. That one plunks Taylor in the back. That leads off the fourth inning. A hit by pitch, so perfect game ended halfway through. Still a no-hitter going for Johnson City. They're up 2-0, and Brock Daniels steps in. He swung at the first pitch he saw and hit to left field for a flyout. So Will Taylor at first now. Taylor's going to instantly take off. Daniels hits it up the middle to the shortstop, makes a great read. This King in front of first, and that gets the out. Great adjustment by King as he tried to step in to get Taylor. Productive out, though, for Daniels. He moves Taylor to scoring position for Daugherty with one away here in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Daugherty, breaking ball just misses, and it just missed. It's 1-0. They have just missed outside. Been consistent on the strike zone. It was Nobu Goto, who is our home plate umpire for the second time in this series. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. A little chop foul into the catcher's mitt by Daugherty as Daugherty struck out his last time up. With Will Taylor at second after drawing a leadoff hit by pitch. The top of the fourth inning. Down 2-0. Again, just a seven inning ball game here. Daugherty fouls that one off the plate. It's now 1-2. Slow to get up and takes a breather, of course, crouching back down to his position. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Daugherty. Sickman's thrown a great game so far, and Daugherty hits that one foul and out of play. Stay alive, 1-2. Seven-inning ball game here today on Father's Day. TVA Credit Union Ballpark. A beautiful night, beautiful evening for baseball. The sun's still going to be out for the duration of this game. Taylor's going to take off for third. Daugherty swing and a miss. Actually fouls it off and dropped his bat. He slung it out of there. Thought he struck out, but he somehow got a piece of the bat on the ball and stays alive. That's the second time today we've seen a bat go flying off from the Fly Boys. Granted, one was broken by Miles Smith. The handle went toward third base. The end of the bat landed on the first base dugout. This one is still intact for Daugherty. 1-2. Taylor's back at second base. Taylor takes another big lead. The 1-2. That one almost clips Taylor or Daugherty, and it's 2-2. Taylor's stolen third base twice this season. He has five stolen bases this year. Has been caught stealing twice, however. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Daugherty strikes out for the second time today. That's the fourth strikeout of the game by Hickman. And that brings up Avery Collins with two away.
Now batting number eight,
Flyboys still looking for that first hit with Will Taylor staying at second base. Down 2-0. That one gets into Collins 0-1. Collins flew out to right his last time up. A well-hit ball, but again, there's ball will hang up in the air, and the wind's blowing out toward the left, so that's going to be a push the 0-1. Collins hits that one skyward, and it's going to go to right field again. Scheller right field, running up is the right fielder, and making the catch to end the inning is Johnson. So, Flyboys get that first base runner of the day, but can't score as Taylor stranded second. Doughboys up 2-0, looking to extend their lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
2-0 lead for the Doughboys here in the bottom of the fourth inning, already halfway through this one, which is not good with the Flyboys as they'll still looking for that first hit of the game. Will Taylor recently hit by a pitch, got the second base on the ground out, but was stuck there to end the frame on a beautiful Father's Day in Johnson City, Tennessee. The boys look to extend their lead. Leaping Payne at the bat. Payne grounded out to Brock Daniels his last time up. That end of the first inning. Payne does have the home run this series. He's going to be quiet in this series. His first series in the Appy League is that's a ball in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Jack Liberio Jr. taking over for Caswell Smith. Bases loaded, only allowed one run off a sack fly, so I think you'll take that when there are nobody out. 1-0. That one misses low, 2-0. Of course, a great defensive play by Bishop up at third. Get the double play, tag third base, and threw it across the field to Bo Ankeny, and that ended the third inning. 2-0 pitch now coming from Jack Liberio. That one finds the strike zone, just got in there, 2-1. They're from the College of South Jersey Cumberlands. JUCO up in New Jersey. 2-1 pitch. Comes plateward. That one misses outside. It just missed, and it's 3-1. Did say he wasn't used to the southern heat when practice first started. And asked him about it earlier, and he said, yeah, no, it's still hot. And last week was very hot. Relatively nice, though, these past few days in Johnson City. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got the chase, did Liberio, and it's a payoff pitch coming. To Ethan Payne. Start off the bottom of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. Strike three, Liberia throws the same pitch 2 times in a row, and it freezes Ethan Payne both times. That's the first strikeout of the game for Liberio. And there's one away in the bottom of the fourth inning for Kyle Harbison. Harbison grounded out to Caswell Smith. He was up back in the second inning, part of a 1-2-3 inning, as that one's fouled off. Now play by Harbison. Playing first base tonight. He's normally played catcher when he's played against Greenville, but today they're going with Melinda as a catcher and Harbison at first. So, a bit of a change in the defensive alignment for the Doughboys here at the 0-1. That one goes through the wickets of Collins, and it's 1-1. Luckily, no one's on base. Yeah, that's a small backstop. That's why you saw earlier Barney had one go back, saw one go back to the backstop. He was on third, and that's why he waited till the ground out before trying to come home. He didn't want to get out at home. Breaking ball breaks too much, and it's 2-1. It's Liberio. It's from 16 pitches, 9 strikes. In his one third of an inning of work out of the pen. Here's a 2-1 pitch. In there for strike 2-2. Last night, Andrew Morones came out of the pen, had 7 strikeouts, was phenomenal, but then Graham Brighty gave up 5 runs. Blankenship ended up getting the save, but also gave up a run as the ninth inning was just a disaster for a while for the Flyboys. 2-2, that one's in the dirt, and now it's a full count. There's been some bullpen struggles as of late for the Flyboys. You saw it against the Bristol State Liners. 2 come from behinders, 1 for the State Liners to tie it, 1 to take a lead. Granted, the Flyboys ended up winning the game, both of those games, but blew a pair of leads in those. Payoff pitch, that one's fouled off by Harbison and into the dugout. Nice catch made by, I believe, a Johnson City player in the dugout. Harbison stays alive. There's payoff pitch number 2 coming to Harbison with 1 out in the bottom of the 4th inning. The payoff pitch. That one misses low. Liberia picked ball with strike 3 the way he was walking, but he missed low, and that's his first walk. 4 walks issued today by the Flyboys pitching staff. They issued 11 against Princeton earlier in the week and an 8 in game 2, 19 total. And those pretty well last night. Last night issued 6. 3 of those did come from Brighty toward the end, and then issued 5 in game 1 as his first pitch strike from Liberio. Issued 2 Melendez. Melendez flew out to right his last time up, but there's a runner at first now, and Harbison is. Johnson's only had 1 hit today. Has scored 2 runs. So that one's fouled off, and it's 0-1. Flyboys have had 1 runner reach today. That was Will Taylor in the last frame as he was hit by a pitch and reached second on a ground out by Daniels, but was stuck there to end the inning. No hits yet for the Flyboys. Here's the 0-2 from Liberio. Had the reach for that one was Melendez, and a nice play made by the bench coach Jackie Reynolds over at first base. She gets some applause from the Flyboys dugout and from the bar down the first base line. The 0-2 pitch coming from Liberio. 1 out in the bottom of the 4th. Flyboys down 2-0. The 0-2. Hit towards center field. Going to be a tough play for Taylor. He makes the diving catch. What a play by Will Taylor. He's made a couple of those this season. Makes another one on a shallow number toward the outfield. And that's a nice sliding catch. There's now 2 away in the bottom of the 4th inning for Jared Johnson. Good play by Taylor there, too. Slide in and make the snag. Now, he did have one early in the series that went off the end of his glove. Part of 4 diving catches that were just missed in the first game of the series. And that's part of the reason the Doughboys were able to win that game. That's 0-1. Good pitch from Liberio. It's the 0-1 coming from Johnson. He flew out to center his last time up. Here's the pitch, well outside, 1-1. Two outs. In the bottom of the 4th, runner on first after drawing a walk that Harbison with 1 away. 1-1. That one is high. This is strike zone, 2-1. Kind of a tight strike zone. But consistent. Again, that's all you ask out of your umpires. Just to be consistent. So, can't complain about many of these calls here today. The 2-1. That one's low in the dirt. Now 3-1. Libero in danger of issuing his second walk of the frame. That would put two runners on for the Doughboys. 3-1 pitch coming from Libero. Two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Run at first is Harbison. He'll drew a walk earlier in the frame. 3-1. That one's hit off the end of the bat, up in the air. Taylor's going to run for it, and now Kennedy's going to call him off, makes the catch at the wall, and that ends the inning. So, Doughboys can't score. We head to the top of the fifth. Flyboys still looking for that first hit and looking for some runs. We return, Flyboys. Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, and Flyboys down 2-0 to Johnson City. Looking to get that first hit, a no-hitter being thrown by Hickman. Would be a perfect game if he wouldn't have plunked Will Taylor to start the fourth inning. Again, just a seven-inning contest here on a Sunday. It's all the games in the Appy League are 7-inning games on Sundays. I start earlier than the normal 7 o'clock start time. 5:30, this one's starting. I've had two games finished up already in the Appy League, and another game that's already in the fifth inning up in Danville. Comes Aiden Kennedy as he looks at that first pitch strike that just gets the bottom of the strike zone. 0-1 Hickman's gone 4 innings and has thrown four strikeouts. 45 pitches, 32 strikes so far today. The 0-1. That one's hit a laser foul, and it's 0-2 to Kennedy. Kennedy made the catch to end the last inning, but struck out his last time up back in the second inning. Part of getting 9 straight batters retired to start the game by the Flyboys. The 0-2 misses low, and it just missed, and it's 1-2. Toward Kennedy. Playing left field, first time in a while. He made a diving catch up at Bristol. One of the times he played left field as Kennedy reaches for that one, fouls it off toward the road. On another windy day in Johnson City. You get up here toward the, more toward the Appalachian Mountains, higher up. A lot more wind, of course, as Johnson City sits kind of in the basin of those mountains. The 1-2 to Kennedy. That one just misses high. It's 2-2, and it just missed. It was just high. And it counts 2-2. Kennedy still looking for his, still helping to look for the first hit of the game for the Flyboys. Down 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one's a little check swing, and staying alive is Kennedy. And that one was a slow roller. Would have been picked up easily by Payne if it was fair on the third base line, but it's foul toward the Johnson City dugout, and he'll reset Will Kennedy. 2-2 pitch, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Up high, and now the count runs full, so Hickman may be losing a little of his control. Doesn't have any too long outings as Hickman. Has one 5-inning outing, pardon me. Bullpen starting to do some soft tosses in the John City bullpen. That one misses way away, and that's a leadoff walk issued by Hickman. His second of the contest, or his first of the contest. The second base runner has reached, and Bo Ankeny will step in. Looking to, again, get the first of the contest and hopefully the first run for the Fly Boys. They're down 2-0 here in the top of the fifth. Ankeny struck out his last time up. First pitch, swings at that one, nubs off the end of the bat. It's going to hang in the air. That's going to be a tough play, but running all the way up is the right fielder, Johnson. That one kept hanging in the air, and Johnson had enough time to run all the way in from right field, right before the infield dirt path, to make the catch, and there's one away in the top of the fifth inning. So goes Miles Smith, grounded out to, I believe, second. I was paying attention to his bat going flying on top of the dugout. He looks at that first pitch strike. Nice slider in there by Hickman. That one paints the corner 0-1. Well, a leadoff walk, but still does not allow a hit, the 0-1. Miles Smith hits that one. There's the first hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys. And it comes here in the top of the fifth inning, and it's by Miles Smith. And with one away, there are two runners on and just one out. So the Fly Boys avoid being no hit. Takes them 4 1/3 of an inning to get their first hit of the contest. And now looking to build off this momentum is David Bishop. Bishop flew out to left his last time up. Has made a great defensive play, a great double play earlier in the contest. Now looking to get some offense going. His first pitch to Bishop as that one misses away 1-0. Bishop hits a homer. The 3-2 lead. Again, with a 330 left field. That could happen, but the wall is 20 feet high, so you got to get a steep launch angle on that one as that one gets in there on the edge of the strike zone for a strike 1-1. One pitch coming to Bishop. That one just misses. It just missed. And Bishop leaves it up there 2-1. Now you see a more active bullpen for Johnson City as maybe Hickman losing some of that control he's had nicely today. This will be pitch number 59 for him, 39 strikes and the 4 strikeouts. Swing and a miss, and, you know, he proved me wrong, found that control, dropped that one down there. Bishop missed it, and it's 2-2. Announcer's jinx is real, folks. Hickman's trying to prove me wrong. Here's a 2-2 coming on the 60th couple of runs at first and second. That one's hit. Going to be a tough play. It will get caught by the second baseman for the first. Is in time. What a play. Micelli charged that one, grabbed it up, spin move around, throw the first, gets Bishop out. That's a heck of a play by Micelli. Number at second base. Productive at least for Bishop as it moves the runners into scoring position. But, man, that's a heck of a play to save it from being the bases loaded with one out for Dub Glee. Now it's runners at second and third with two away. First pitch to Glee. That one's going to hit him. That's the second hit batter of the contest by Hickman. And now the bases are loaded. And thankfully, if you're Johnson City, you're glad you got that out, because if that were to happen with the bases loaded, of course, this lead would now be 2-1. Instead, thanks to the great defensive play, no damage done yet on the scoreboard, but bases loaded for Will Taylor, who reached on a hit-by-pitch his last time up. Got the second base before being stranded there after a ground out by Daniels moved him over to second, and a strikeout by Daugherty, and a pop fly by Collins. Now we're going to have a discussion on the mound to talk about with Hickman. I don't think he's getting pulled yet. I wouldn't imagine so. 61 pitches, 41 strikes, and 4 2/3 of an inning, and up 4 strikeouts. Has walked one, given up one hit, but has plunked two. And plunking one has loaded the bases. And again, if it wasn't for such a great play by Maselli over at second base, the bases would have been juiced, and that would have scored a run. Instead, it's just a 2-0 lead, still a 2-0 lead, and the bases are loaded for Will Taylor with two outs. And they're 0-for-1 today. Recently hit by pitch as he looks to bring home the first runs of the game for the Flyboys. Here's the pitch. Down the middle for a strike. That's a good pitch by Hickman again. Looking to keep his control. Get out of this bases loaded jam. Two outs and top of the fifth, the 0-1. That one misses away, just missed. And it's 1-1. That was a little high and out. That's a tough pitch to lay off for, too. A lot of players will be swinging to that one. And there was patient at the plate. Walk will draw in a run, 1-1. Taylor hits that one skyward, going to hang in the air. Going to be a tough play in foul territory, and it cannot be made. And Taylor stays alive as Harbison ran out of real estate and ran right into the wall in the Greenville bullpen. Now it's a 1-2 count, and Taylor has a chance on that one. Just staying alive, though, is Will Taylor. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the fifth inning. The Flyboys trail 2-0. Got that first hit of the game off of Miles Smith's bat, looking to get across the scoreboard. Here's the pitch. That one's high and 2-2, and another nice pitch that Taylor lays off of. Hickman been very good in this at-bat, but so is Taylor being patient. Deuces wild for Taylor with the bases loaded. Top of the fifth inning. This pitch outside, and now the count runs full, and a walk would bring in a run. Cut it to a 2-1 lead for the Doughboys. The first run of the game for Greenville. Payoff pitch with two outs to Taylor. Everybody's moving. That one's hit high into the air in foul territory. Going to be another tough play and will get out of play. And again, Taylor stays alive as this time Johnson couldn't get over to that one. And everybody will reset. Faces loaded, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Flyboys down 2-0. 3-2 count with two outs for Will Taylor. Hickman looking to get out of the first jam he has seen today. Payoff pitch. That one almost is loaded. Walk. And the Flyboys had their first run of the ball game. And have cut the lead in half, down 2-1. And the base is still full of Flyboys. And that brings up Brock Daniels, so you got to see what he can do. He has a fly out and a ground out so far today. Here's the first pitch. Daniels hits it out the middle. That's going to score one. Smith comes in to score, rounding third, and coming in to score, sliding in there is Gleed, and the Flyboys have a lead off of three runs here in the top of the fifth inning, thanks to the RBI single by Brock Daniels. Two RBI single. Flyboys get their second hit of the ball game. Smith and Gleed come to score, and there are still runners at first and second with two outs for Ian Daugherty. Second hit of the ball game for the Flyboys as Flyboys found some offense again here in the middle innings. That one gets away from the catcher Melendez, and it's 1-0. It was the sixth inning and the seventh inning where the Flyboys scored last night to take a lead, now at 3-2. They have taken the lead back from the Doughboys. Taylor's going to take off, hit and run on, but a nice catch by the shortstop King, but not before. Will Taylor draws a walk to score one, and then a two RBI single for Brock Daniels. It's giving the Flyboys the lead here in Johnson City. Can the Doughboys respond? Let's find out when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today. At Cheer by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Three-two lead now for the Fly Boys after Brock Daniels' two RBI single, and Will Taylor draws a bases-loaded walk to give Fly Boys a lead here in the top of the fifth inning. At TBA Credit Union Ballpark, 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys here in a seven-inning contest. As Matt Maselli steps up, and Maselli's play at second is the reason this game probably isn't a bigger lead for the Fly Boys. He made a heck of a play at second base to get an out of Bishop as he looks at the first pitch ball from Liberio. Three two lead for the Fly Boys here. So he steps in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That one's in on line. There's a hit by Maselli to lead off. Bottom of the fifth inning, a little laser in the hole between third and second. That's just the second hit of the ball game for the Doughboys. Here comes Caleb Marmo. First hit allowed by Jack Liberio out of the bullpen. 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys here in Johnson City. Looking to preserve the lead and get the win in seven innings today. That pitch breaks and almost clips Marmo, but gets out of the way. Marmo drew a walk and was stuck on second base to end the third inning his last time up. Here's the 1-0, and actually going to check on the runner at first, Maselli, and he gets back in there in plenty of time. Danville up on Burlington 3-1, bottom of the sixth, so the Autobots looking to take that series. Then get three more outs. Pulaski out 3-0 on Princeton in the bottom of the fourth of that one. In all seven-inning games today in the Appy League. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Fly Boys have a 3-2 lead. That one gets in there for a strike, and now it is 1-1. And picking up here in Johnson City once again. The 1-1. That one's fouled off the end of the bat. Actually, going to say that's fair until it was touched. So it had to get touched before it was, it must have been fair and then rolled foul and then had to get picked up by Bishop as Bishop had to hurry down the line to pick that one up. And good awareness by Bishop, and now the count's 1-2. That would have been a lazy infield single for Caleb Marmo. While we have you here, fans, buying or selling a home is one of the toughest decisions you can make. So why don't you let the folks at the McCray Realty Group help you out with that one? They take care of everything in the real estate transactions. There's no need to stress. So check them out at EastTennesseeHomeSource.com today or find them on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. McCray Real Estate Group. Find your new home today. 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And going to check on the run first again is Liberio. He gets set after allowing the leadoff single by Maselli. keep the game in control here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2. That one's low, and this is 1-2-2. Barrio gets set. 2-2 pitch coming. Nobody out to Marmo. Here's the pitch. That one's low, and the count runs full from Liberio. Leadoff single by Maselli. Runner at first base. Here's the 3-2 pitch now. Way outside, and that's back-to-back base runners to reach for the Doughboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now some discussion between Collins and his pitcher, Liberio. Liberio's gone. Two innings, one strikeout, has allowed one hit, two walks. No runs yet allowed. It's a 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys after the top of the fifth inning. And now that will bring up top of the order McCabe Barney, who is hitless today but has reached on a pair of walks and has scored a run on a ground out. Makes the Ashton King. In the first inning. So anything to the outfield, do you think is going to score a run and tie this one up, as the Doughboys been able to tie, it seems like, they've been able to tie games up against the Fly Boys this series. Liberio steps off to reset. Mound here. It's an all-turf infield, dirt outfield. Turf backstop. I neglect to mention that. It's dirt on the backstop in the outfield. It's kind of a weird feel when you step onto the field. First pitch to Barney is chopped in front of the base. Collins picks it up. Only play he has at first. Throws the first and gets in time. Productive out, though, by Barney. As that moves the runners over into scoring position. We've just one away for Ashton King. And King today has two RBIs without having a single hit. He's 0 for 1 at an RBI ground out in the first. And then a sack fly back in the third. And a sack fly here would tie the ball game up in the bottom of the fifth inning as Maselli sits on third base. 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys. And Ashton King can be responsible for all three runs, at least all three, and possibly more as that ball gets away from Collins 1-0. Nobody moves up and stays a 1-0 count. Activity in the Greenville bullpen. I believe that's K. Nelson warming up, so he's the next pitcher in line for the Fly Boys. 3-2 lead, one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 count to King. Runs to second, third. King skies that one out of play, 1-1. King hit one to right field in the sack fly that scored. Oddly enough, scored Maselli, so deja vu all over again. Part of bases loaded in the third inning. Fly Boys only allowed one run out of that. That's why it's a 3-2 ball game. 1-1. Misses away, and now 2-1. So being patient at the plate again. Wants to get the bases loaded, especially with Cole Tremaine on deck. Hasn't done anything today, but has been effective this series. Especially late was the eighth. It was the ninth inning when he had that three RBI double. 2-1 reaches for that one sky high. That may be deep enough. It's going to go out to Will Taylor in center. He grabs it. He's going to come up throwing. The throw is going to get cut off, and Dub Lead is going to watch Maselli score. That's the third RBI of the game by Ashton King, and we are tied at three runs apiece in the bottom of the fifth inning. So King has three RBI today without recording a single hit. He scores Maselli again, and Cole Tremaine steps up with a runner at second base, looking to break the tie and retake the lead for the Doughboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. of a 7-inning contest here on a Sunday in Johnson City. Rain steps in. Two away. Here's the pitch. That one is shot foul, and it's 0-1. Game tied at 3 runs apiece, and both teams will be working with just 6 outs after this frame. Of course, Johnson City, they can score in the 6th inning. Score here and then score in the 6th inning. They'll only have to shut down Greenville to preserve the win. They've scored in all the odd innings out of Johnson City today. 0-1, this is away 1-1. Of course, 3 RBIs by Ashton King, an RBI ground out, and 2 sac flies. And Ashton King's 0 for 1 today with 3 RBI. It's an interesting performance on the stat sheet for sure. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And that's a little blooper that gets in there and goes foul. Just went foul, and Novakovic is going to hold up. It makes the line from our vantage point because the sun's out. There's a little divot that may be to the right, and it may have hit right on that divot, but it looks like it hit right on the line, and now everybody's going to have to reset as that would have scored a run, but on the foul ball, it's 1-2, and it may have just gone foul. More vantage point in the stands. The top of the stadium, it looked like it was right on the lines. I couldn't quite tell from here, and Greenville breathes a sigh of relief. So now a 1-2 coming to Tremaine. Two away with Marmo at second, as Marmo was going to score off that one. Here's the 1-2. Marmo takes off. That one almost hits Tremaine, and Collins bobbles the ball, and Marmo's got a stolen base. Collins bobbled that one on the throw and couldn't get it out of his glove. And now it's 2-2. And now the lead runs. It's 90 feet away for Tremaine. He has to get a hit, though.
That's all base sponsored by the Porter's Tire Store.
Bring him home. 2-2. And a foul ball that just went foul. That's why it's still tied at 3-3. That one's hit on the line. That one's foul as well, as that one just goes foul again. And Tremaine's inches away from bringing home the lead run. Last night you saw one late in the 9th inning that just went foul off the bat, I believe, Marmo. And it just went foul by about 3 feet. That would have brought home the tying run to make it 10-10. Instead, the Flyboys won. So it's just been a game of inches in this series in the past 2 ball games. 2-2 pitch. Comes from Liberio. Swing and a miss. That's strike 3 by Liberio. And that ends the frame. But the Doughboys tie it up at 3 runs apiece. As we finish the 5th inning at the top of the 6th. A tied ball game here, looking to get to break a tie again. We return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Princess is Corina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tied at 3 runs apiece here in the top of the sixth inning, and a new pitcher for Johnson City, I believe. And it is. I get a number on him. That's number 40, Gavin Bates. Out of Iona University, the Auburn, Maine native. So close the book on Hickman. He has a solid outing until that last inning. Went five innings. He had two hits, three runs. All of them earned. Two walks, four strikeouts, and hit two batters. So Bates steps in with a tied ball game here in the top of the sixth inning.
Now batting number eight, Avery Collins.
Avery Collins steps in. Get you the stats on Bates of the year. And this one is tied ball game here in the top of the sixth inning. A seven-inning ball game here as Collins looks at that first pitch. In there for a strike. Just got in there, and Collins surprised by that one as it just barely got in there. Very surprised by that one as Collins. Bates is going three-thirds of an inning. It's given up one run, and that's it, and one hit. Struck out nine to three walks. He's been efficient out of the pen. Allen's hit off the end of the bat by Collins, and it's 0-2. Bates has a strange delivery. He kind of looks like he's about to fall down. He leans all the way back and then guns it forward. He's trying to get it across the plate. Go to the Collins, who is 0-2 today. Going to break this 3-3 tie in the top of the sixth inning. The 0-2. That one finds ball that found the edge. Pardon me. Now it's 1-2. So ball got in there from Bates, but apparently did not, and it's 1-2. A defensive battle, just two hits for both of these teams. And three runs. All three runs have been responsible by Ashton King, who doesn't have a single hit today. 1-2. That one's high, and it's 2-2. King is 0-1, RBI ground out in the first, a sack fly in the third, a sack fly in the fifth. So if you can get to him in the sixth or the seventh, you've got a chance for your Doughboys based on the way he's been playing today. 2-2 pitch now coming to Collins, tied ball game. As Collins leads off the sixth inning. 2-2. Collins hits that one off the edge of the bat, out in foul territory. Nice catch made by the third baseman. Payne as he grabs that one in foul territory and there's one away. That was a good heads-up play by Payne. Had to make a couple of steps over to grab that one. And Collins will sit down with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Drew a walk and then came around to score. That started off the fifth inning. Scored on that bases loaded walk drawn by Will Taylor his last time up. We can get a hit here and get some offense going for the Flyboys late. Here's the pitch. That gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Of course, fans, a seven-inning ball game, which means we may see the new extra innings format come out early here in the Appy League. We'll explain that format to you as Bates gets set for the 0-1. It's high 1-1. Team chooses to be on offense or defense to start the game. If the team chooses to be on offense, the last runner out goes to first base. And then it's kind of a stalemate. Offense needs to score, has three outs to score one run. The defense cannot stops them. The defensive team wins the game. Offense scores one run. The offense wins the game. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch from Bates. It's 1-2. Seen one extra inning game for the Flyboys this year. They knocked off Danville 3-3. After Saborn Campbell came home to score. A sack fly by Will Brown. It's the only one extra innings ball game we've seen this year for the Flyboys. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Bates gets his first strikeout of the contest. There's two away here in the top of the sixth inning. Bo Ankeny steps up. He flew out to right his last time up. Of course, neither of these teams thinking about that. They want to go ahead and Doughboys want to get one run in the sixth and then try to shut down the Flyboys in the seventh. What John City's thinking about, Flyboys want to just go ahead and get some runs so they can have a cushion. So they had a 7-run cushion last night and ended up winning just 10-9. Pitch is outside from Bates, and it's 1-0. Bates is prone now. That's his 10th pitch. 6 strikes, so been solid. And out of the bullpen. Oh, yeah. Here's the 1-0 coming to Ankeny. Comes plateward in the dirt, 2-0. It's going final in Danville as the Otterbots knock off the Sock Puppets 3-1. That's the first series that Burlington's lost this year. They're still 14-3, though. Up by 4 games in the East Division on Danville. That's Danville's 10th win of the season. It's a 10-7. 2-0 to Bo Ankeny. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Bates. It's 2-1. Pulaski up 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth on Princeton with 2 away. These are the only 2 games left in the Appy League on Father's Day. 7-inning contest. Well, it's been a good one, a 2-1. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, and now it's Deuces Wild to Ankeny with 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. Flyboys look to score some runs. The Doughboys look to keep the game tied at 3 runs apiece. The 2-2 pitch. That one's in there. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts by Bates. And the Flyboys are kept off the scoreboard. Doughboys look to break the tie. We turn. Bottom of the 6th inning coming up here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
And 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the 6th of a 7-inning game between Johnson City and Greenville here at TBA Credit Union Ballpark. It's what's been a fun ball game and a fun series, looking to win the series today for the Flyboys. And a 3-2 lead, but Ashton King is 3rd RBI of the game on a sack fly in the 5th. Side it back up. So that's where we stand as the Doughboys will look to take a lead here in the 6th to avoid the bottom of the 7th inning. As Ethan Payne steps up to bat, Jack Liberio today is giving up just 1 hit in 3 innings of work, 1 run, and walk 2. That's a first pitch strike and struck out 2. No 1 count. As Liberio has been efficient today. For the Flyboys, again, just Ashton King. It's been the four on the side for the Flyboys. That one misses, gets away from Collins, and it's 1-1. Like I said, Cade Nelson warming up in the bullpen. It's going to wonder how long Liberio will go, hopefully. And for the Flyboys, he can get one more inning of work done. Keep this game tied. The 1-1, that one's fouled off by Payne out toward the road, and now it's 1-2. Seen nice sliding catch by Will Taylor. We've seen Brock Daniels had an RBI, 2 RBI single. Seen a good defensive play by David Bishop. It's been a fun game. Also seen Matt Maselli make a great play at second. As that one's up toward Liberio, calmly grabs it, flips over the first, and makes the out to start the 6th inning. That brings up Kyle Harbison. Carson drew a walk his last time up, but was left stranded at first base at the end of the fourth inning. All right, pardon me now is going to be a pitch hitter. But before that, that might be it for Jack Liberio, and that is going to be it. Liberio goes 3 1/3 of an inning, gives up one hit, one run, two walks, two strikeouts. And Michael Moss will step in the pinch hit for Johnson City. It looks like Cade Nelson's coming out of the pen. We'll tell you more about him and about Michael Moss as it's a tied ball game here in the bottom of the sixth with one out. Tied 3 runs apiece. We'll be back with you on the other side of the break. Fly Bullies Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Cade Nelson now pitching for the Fly Boys as Nelson at Gateway Community College in Arizona. Fourth appearance of the year. He's gone 8 innings as Nelson getting up 4 hits, 5 runs, 1 hit batter, 4 walks, and 12 strikeouts. However, his last time out of the pen against Princeton went just 2 innings. He had a hit, 1 run, walked 1, and struck out 3. Did strike out 7 against Elizabethton. But in that game, unfortunately, his final inning of work in his 4 innings gave up 3 runs off of 3 hits. Riders, but it's not a tough stretch at the end. The Nelson, he'll face Michael Moss, who comes in for Harbison, probably going to stay over at first base. Moss batting 240 this season. Moss has made some great defensive plays, did not play last night in the contest. In game one, he went 0-for-4 and drew a walk. He's been able to draw walks at will, it seems like, against the Fly Boys this season. So he swings the first pitch, fouls it off 0-1. Moss drew 3 walks in a row the last time these two teams played at Pioneer Park. He was efficient, banked 240 on the year. Made some great defensive plays over at first base to steal some hits from the Fly Boys. Here's the 0-1. That one's going to clip Moss on the elbow, and that's a hit batter to start off the night for Nelson. And Moss will walk over toward first base with one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. So there's the runner on that you need if you're Johnson City. Jaden Melendez steps in. Melendez tonight is 0-for-2. Flew out to right and flew out the center, avoiding the flying on the left as he fouls that one off of Collins' armpit. Collins looks good to go, and it's 0-1. Moss is a big body, maybe deceptively fast. Hasn't stolen too many bases this year. Has a big lead over at first, though. The 0-1 from Nelson. Fouled off, check swing, and Linda's think thought that was fair. And it goes to the Flyboy dugout. It's 0-2. Linda's going to get a new bat. It sounded like his bat may have broke out. We've seen it in the contest, so shame on me for saying that the bats were strong, I guess, from the Appy League, but they've been too broken. Not like the one Miles Smith, where that one disintegrated in his hands and half of it went flying toward the Greenville dugout. 0-2 from Cade Nelson with one out. Moss is at first. 0-2. That one's hit underneath. Going to hang in the air toward Kennedy and left. Kennedy makes the catch in the shade. And there's two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Melendez has flown out to right, flown out to center, and flown out to left today. So he completes the outfield trifecta. That brings up Jaden Johnson, who's 0 for 2 today. Has a fly out to center himself.
Now batting number 6, Logan Hugo.
And now, pardon me, another offensive change. Logan Hugo comes in as the big bat for the Flyboys will step in for Johnson. I imagine he's going to right field. That one's high, 1-0. Hugo has been very good this series. Had a double and a triple in the first game, including a 2 RBI triple in the first game of the series. 1-0. That one misses outside, 2-0. Hugo this season is batting well. Batting .213 on the year, a .327 on base percentage, so he's done well early. 2-0, list is low, 3-0 now coming from Nelson. Danger of putting two runners on with two outs, and Maselli's up on deck. He has two singles today. The only two hits of the ball game for Johnson City as that one gets in there for a strike, finds the bottom of the strike zone, 3-1. And with Maselli on, if you get to Ashton King, granted, it'd be tough with two outs. King has scored Maselli both times today with two sack flies. Here's the pitch fouled off the foot of Hugo. And at that point, a sack fly would not score a run, and Johnson City's probably going to score a run in between there. I believe it's mathematically impossible for them not to score a run before Ashton King comes back up in this inning. Here's the payoff pitch coming from Cade Nelson. Two outs. Comes forward. That one's check swing, fouled, and it's off the arm, I believe, of Hugo. Maybe the hand, I'm not sure. And manager for Johnson is going to ask if it hit him. They're actually going to say, no, it did not. Nobugoto did. May have check swing, fouled, and they're saying it was check swing, fouled. As talking now is Nobugoto, the manager of the Johnson City Doughboys. They're going to say, yeah, that's a foul ball and off of Hugo's hand. Hugo looks to be okay. Now payoff pitch number 2. Coming from Cade Nelson to Logan Hugo. Tied ball game. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning and a seven-inning ball game here in Johnson City. Here's the payoff pitch number 2 after Hugo fouled that one off his hands. Nelson gets set. Moss will take off on the pitch. Delivers. That one's hit high to left field. It's going to hang in the air. Keep going at the walls. Kennedy makes the catch at the wall to end the inning. That one hung in the air long enough for Kennedy to get over to it. And the game stays tied at 3 runs apiece. We head to the top of the 7th inning. Flyboys need one run to break the tie to avoid Johnson City from walking and keep Johnson City from walking it off or going to extras. We return here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so...
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Another pitching change for the Doughboys. Cole Tremaine is going to drop the DH and come in the pitch. He's eligible to bat still in the next half inning, so that's how that works out. Tremaine has pitched a bunch this season, and Bates goes an inning, strikes out 2, doesn't give up a hit or a run. we'll get you Tremaine's pitching numbers. He has a ERA of 0 in two innings pitched, has given up just two hits, has walked one and struck out three. Also closed out the game against Greenville last time these two teams played at Pioneer Park. So it's the last time he pitched, as we look at his pitching log. Last time he pitched was against Greenville, went an inning of a hit, walked one, struck out one. That closed out the game for the Doughboys, a win. Against Kingsport, he went an inning, gave up a hit, and struck out two. Is the Axemen back on June 8th, so not a lot of action for Tremaine, but needs to, again, just keep this game tied to give Johnson City a better chance in the bottom of the seventh inning to walk this thing off as Miles Smith steps in. Smith had the first hit of the ball game. Brock Daniels back in the fifth inning as the boys faithful start chanting as this game heads toward the end. First pitch to Smith, and Tremaine's outside for a ball, 1-0. Tremaine batting today is 0-for-3. Should have a chance to bat again, as that was in it for a strike at 1-1. As Maselli, Mormo, and Barney up to bat, it would take an effort to get to King. Again, is responsible for all three RBIs, all three runs scored today, 1-1. That one skied into the air. Now play by Smith as it goes over and hits the back of the balcony right behind us. The edge of the awning was not here. That probably would have hit somebody in our area. We're out here in the stands broadcasting the game. Here's the 1-2 coming from Tremaine to Miles Smith. 1-2 pitch. That one misses high, 2-2. Smith has, of course, he had a home run in his first at-bat of the season to dead center field. 415 feet at the time was the fifth longest home run in the Appy League. Came on shoes on Wednesday. 2-2. That one's hit to left field. It will get down. That's another hit for Smith. He's got two singles today. And that's a leadoff single for Miles Smith here in the top of the seventh inning. And that brings up David Bishop. So Tremaine gives up just the third hit of the ball game by the Flyboys. And this is how the fifth inning got rolling. It started off with Kennedy drawing a walk, but then a single by Smith got two runners on, and eventually bases loaded walk drawn by Will Taylor and a two RBI single by Daniels. Gave at the time a 3-2 lead for the Flyboys. Smith over at first for David Bishop. Bishop hits that one opposite field. Going to be a tough play for the right fielder, and he'll get there in time as the ball ends up hanging up in the air for a little too long. Vern makes the catch, and there's one away for Dub Gleed. And good news is if you avoid a double play, you'll see the top of the order. If the Flyboys go on offense, did not see what they chose to go on, what John City chose to go on in the extra innings. Again, after that, all stats will not count, so it'll just be motto, see what happens. Here's the pitch. Smith takes off. The throw to second is out and away. And that's a stolen base for Smith. And now the lead runs in scoring position for Dub Gleed. Gleed was hit by a pitch his last time up. Was stranded at third to, pardon me, he came around to score a part of that two RBI single by Brock Daniels. The 1-0 to Gleed. Well outside, 2-0. Smith stands second base as the two anteaters are on the base path. Teammates at UC Irvine, as the catcher now, Melinda, is going to go talk to his pitcher, Tremaine. Looks like Hugo is in right, and Moss is at first, so those substitutions are correct from the pinch hitters. So we have a 2-0 count now. The Dub Gleed, Smith at second after stealing second base, and one away in the top of the seventh inning of the seven-inning ball game. Tied at three runs. Dub Gleed hits that one up to third. Nice stop of the third baseman. Throw to first is in time, and that makes a play. What a play by Ethan Payne. There's two away. Great snag, because Smith would have moved up 90 feet on what would have been a single for Gleed. And now there's two outs. Takes away the sacrifice for Will Taylor. He's able to hold Smith at second is Payne.
Now batting number one, William Taylor.
Taylor will step in. Drew a walk that scored a run his last time up. He's gotten the base safely twice today, but doesn't have a hit. Hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. Looking to come up big for the Flyboys. That one missed. Back in the third inning, that saved a hit for the Doughboys. That robbed Melendez of a hit. Here's the 1-0 now to Will Taylor. Smith at second. The pitch. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Anything to the outfield, Smith's going to try to come home and score. Taylor's got the speed to try to get the second. Putting himself in scoring position with Brock Daniels on deck. 1-1. That one misses away. I'm going to say Taylor went around, and he may have just gone around. I didn't even see the bat leave his shoulder. But it may have been just enough. 1-2. That was barely a swing of anything, but 1-2. Taylor. Fun starting to set here in Johnson City. The 1-2 pitch to Taylor. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tremaine comes up big and gets the strikeout. And the Doughboys have a chance to walk it off. Can the Flyboys push this one to the extra inning frame? We'll find out together. Kate Nelson's out for another inning of work. Return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Here we go, bottom of the seventh inning. Doughboys need a run to walk this one off and take the series against Greenville. Flyboys need three outs to push to the extra inning frame. If the Flyboys are on offense, then for the extra inning frame, Will Taylor will go to the first base. And Daniels will be up to bat. If John C. likes to be on off, like to be on offense, then there'll be whoever the final out of this inning is. Matt Maselli steps up to face Cade Nelson as that pitch misses high for a ball 1-0. Nelson has gone one inning, has hit a batter, but hasn't allowed a hit or a run. Blues are still tied at three runs apiece. Bottom of the seventh inning of the seven-inning game. That one's hit skyward. Nelson will look underneath. Now Bishop calls him off, makes the catch, and there's quickly one away. A great play by Ethan Payne at third, held Miles Smith at second, and also stole a hit away from Dub Gleed, and that's why there are two outs for Taylor, who struck out. As Caleb Marmo steps up, that's the first time Maselli hasn't reached base. He has the only two hits of the ball game for the Doughboys. So interesting to see what the Doughboys' strategy is here as Marmo steps in. He's drawn a pair of walks today as he gets underneath that one, hits that one straight into the air. Canada will settle underneath it, and it's going to die in the air at the wall, and there's two away. So now we'll have one out for the Doughboys to score a run, but again, the extra inning frame, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Didn't see what the decision was for both these teams as McKay Barney steps in. You'd assume John Cena would decide to go on offense with how the defense faltered for the Flyboys last night. Steps in a tied ball game. That one misses outside. 1-0. Barney grounded out toward to Collins. Collins threw the first last time up. Has drawn a pair of walks today, though, and scored the first run of the ball game back in the first inning. The 1-0. That one's chopped toward Bishop at third, foul, and it's 1-1. So if the inning ends here, Barney goes to first base if John City elects to be on offense. However, if Greenville elects to be on offense, Will Taylor will go to first base, and you gotta like that if you're the Flyboys, because Taylor's got speed to burn with Daniels, Daugherty, and Collins would be up. The inning ends here. Barney would be at first with King, Tremaine, and Payne up. And King has had all three RBIs so far today. John City. But, of course, Barney can end this with one swing of the bat. He hits one over the wall. The 1-1 comes from Nelson. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-2. So down to the final strike of regulation are the Doughboys. So we'll get set for an interesting extra innings. Here's the 1-2 from Nelson. That one's fouled up to the dugout of the Doughboys, and Barney stays alive. King on deck. And right now, if the game ends on this out, Barney goes to first base. John City looks to be on offense. Hopefully everybody's got those rules understood and situated. It's a little different format. Here's the 1-2. That one's chopped over to Daniels at second. Going to be a tough play for the first is not in time. Infield single. Ankeny couldn't quite find first base in time. That's an infield single. And with Ashton King up to bat, he has been dangerous today. They may roll that infield single. I wouldn't see why it would be an error, but that would be the third hit of the day for Johnson City. Who's responsible for all three runs scored? That is really a hit. Again, King responsible for all of the runs scored today. Here's the pitch. King fouls that one off of one. He's 0 for 1 today with three RBI. A ground out back in the first that scored Barney. Then a sack fly and another sack fly that scored Maselli. Barney reached second after stealing the base and then reached third on a throwing error by Avery Collins. The 0-1 to King. King hits that one skyward into the air. It's going to hang up, and Canada is going to make the catch of the wall. So we're heading to the extra inning frame. And I believe the Flyboys will be on offense, it looks like. So the Greenville Flyboys will be on offense for extra inning. They need to score one. If Johnson City shuts them down, then the game ends in a 3-3 tie in favor of the Doughboys. And all the stats are null, so this is just to track and see what happens for us. For the Flyboys, they'll have Will Taylor on first base. Brock Daniels will be up to bat on Dex, Ian Daugherty, and then Avery Collins. So we're going to the extra inning frame. Get set. The Flyboys need just one run, while the Doughboys need to stop the Flyboys from scoring. We'll have that for your return to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
The thing is, early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
So for the first time this year, the Fly Boys have a chance to quote-unquote walk off an away game as they are on offense for this extra inning format. Will Taylor's at first base.
Now batting Brock Daniels.
With Brock Daniels up. Three outs to score one run. Fly Boys score a run. They win it 3-3. Johnson City holds them scoreless. The Doughboys win 3-3 as Daniels is going to square the bunt immediately. And they're going to check on Taylor at first. Does the pitcher Cole Tremaine. You can officially close the book on Tremaine as stats don't count here in the extra inning format. He goes one inning, goes a hit and a strikeout. No one's going to get given a loss or a win or a save in this one. Daniels squares the bunt, pitch out. Taylor throw to second, is on a line and in time. Taylor's out trying to steal second. What a throw by Melendez. And already one away for the Fly Boys. So that is not the start you wanted if you are the Fly Boys for sure. So one away, 1-0 count for Daniels. That takes away the bunt. We have Ian Daugherty on deck here in the top of the eighth inning, the only inning that will be played. The 1-0. That one misses low, and it's 2-0. That's only the third time this season that Taylor's been caught stealing, and twice have been against Johnson City. But again, luckily the stats don't count here. 2-0, fouled off, hanging in the air. Ethan Payne can't make the play as it gets out of play. And it's 2-1. Only other game going on the in the top of the seventh inning with one away, so Princeton looking to hold off the make a comeback of their own. Tied ball game here in the extra inning frame. Fly Boys have two outs left. That one's hit up the middle. That's going to be a tough play. It's going to get down. That's a single by Daniels. And there's a runner on, a speedy Brock Daniels on for Ian Daugherty. Already 0 for 3 today. As again, stats don't matter in this frame, so just kind of keeping a record book for ourselves just to see if the Fly Boys can score the winning run, or we declared the winning run, is now checking in the Greenville dugout or the umpires about something. And there's going to be a pinch runner for Daniels. So pinch runner Shamar Dalton coming in for Brock Daniels. So Daniels gets a single, and Shamar Dalton, who showed off his defensive ability last night with a throw from the bullpen, and then came up a home run short of the cycle in game one, looking to be a hero again and make a statement on this series that he's been phenomenal in so far this weekend. First pitch to Daugherty's in there for a strike, 0-1. Daugherty does have a three-run homer to his credit in this ballpark, and he'd love to get one over the fence here tonight to end this game. Gonna check on Dalton at first. Still back in there. Again, stats don't count, so that's kind of disappointing for Daugherty if he hits a walk-off homer on the road that he won't get credit for it. But you do get the team win, the 0-1. That one gets the edge of the strike zone, 0-2. On deck is Avery Collins for the Fly Boys. Dalton's now at first base to replace Daniels after he got a one-out single. The 0-2. That one's in there for strike three, and Daugherty strikes out for the third time today, and the Fly Boys are down to their final out. There, the Doughboys can get three outs, but the Fly Boys scoring, then the Doughboys win it 3-3. So Avery Collins steps up with two away, and Dalton at first base. And unfortunately for him, the wind has died down. Starts to pick up a bit here. That one misses. It's 1-0. Collins can reach. Aiden Canaday's made some clutch catches at the wall to keep Johnson City off the board, stands at on deck. Right back to first is not in time. Dalton's back there safely. 1-0 to Collins. Two outs in the extra inning. Flyboys need a run. Doughboys need to keep the Flyboys off the board playing defense. The 1-0. Dalton takes off. Down and out of play. And off the awning, and it's 1-1. It's been an exciting back-and-forth game, and Johnson City is two strikes away from taking the tiebreaker win. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and now the Flyboys are down to their final strike. Eighth inning of extras. Collins steps in. Strikeout gives the Doughboys the win. Here's the pitch from Tremaine. That's it. A little blooper to the outfield. Dalton's rounding second. Will they send him home? It's Bob. Will they send Dalton home? Throw is cut off, and Dalton is lucky as that throw was cut off. He would have been gunned out at home to end it. And now runners at the corner, and the winning run is 90 feet away. Collins gets a single. Dalton's at third base, and now runners at the corners for Aiden Canaday with two away in the eighth inning, and all Canaday has to do is hit one to the outfield. And now a pinch runner coming in for Collins, and that's Kean Saylor. So Kean Saylor now running at first base. After Collins' single, get some more speed on the base paths, and again, just a little bloop single. And another one of those, Canaday can walk it off on the road. Give the Flyboys the 3-3 win. A road walk-off, which I don't know the last time that's ever happened. Canaday steps in. Saylor takes off a strike, and Saylor's going to steal second. But it's 0-1 on to Canaday. Now everybody resets. If Canaday gets one to the outfield, that'll score Dalton, and that will win the game as Canaday looks to walk it off here in the extra inning frame. Here's the 0-1. Canaday. That one's outside. He's on deck if Canaday reaches without getting a hit or cannot score these one of the runners. Cannot score Dalton. That one's high. 2-1. Ankeny has one walk-off this week to his credit. And they 0 for 2 today, but drew a walk earlier and scored a run. Here's the 2-1 coming to Canaday. Two outs. There's the second and third. That one's fouled off, and the Flyboys are once again down to their final strike. They are down to their final strike with Collins. Now 2-2 to Canaday. Runners at second and third. Just need to score one here in the eighth inning to win the ball game on a 3-3 tiebreaker. Looking for the series win over the Doughboys. Doughboys get the strike or get the out. They win the series. A 2-2 pitch to Canaday. Tremaine set, fires. That's fouled off, and everybody stays alive. Everybody in the ballpark kind of leaning forward at every pitch, anticipating this one. How's this one going to end? Will it be Johnson City earning the win on defense, or will Canaday come in and score Dalton? Here's the 2-2 to Canaday. Here's the pitch from Tremaine. That one's fouled off. Canaday stays alive again. Every pitch just waiting with bated breath as this crowd, whether to cheer with excitement or will they see the agony of defeat here in Johnson City. 2-2 coming to Canaday. Two outs in the extra inning frame. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Johnson City wins it. Cole Tremaine comes up clutch, strikes out Canaday, and the Doughboys get the tiebreaker win and take the series 2-1 over Johnson. Flyboys had the chances. Had chances late, but could not win it as Ashton King, sack fly in the fifth is enough. And then the defense comes up clutch for Johnson City as they take this one via the tiebreaker 3-3 here in Johnson City and take the series. So Fly Boys lose this one. They'll head to the off break with a loss as they have tomorrow off, and we'll take on the Pulaski River Turtles on Tuesday and Wednesday in a rematch of the 2021 Appy League Championship game. Johnson City's defense comes up clutch as they knock off the Fly Boys to take the series. Taking the tiebreaker, 3-3 here in the eighth inning. So thank you for joining us all weekend. I also want to give a special shout out on this Father's Day to my father, Philip Martin, listening down in Gaffney, South Carolina. He's tuned into all the broadcasts, whether on video or on the radio, as he is one of the most devoted fans of, I guess, just me, probably the Fly Boys at this point now. And I want to thank him for listening. Of course, got to thank Mom, too, for listening. But a special thank you on Father's Day, Dad, for tuning in. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, you're having a great Father's Day wherever you are, as the Doughboys take it in extra innings, 3-3. Hope you have a great Father's Day, and we will see you back here on Tuesday in Pulaski at 6:45 for the pregame show. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. Have a great night.